Jab the Kids by Pam Long. With 10 years of experience in Colorado health politics, I can discern the media pharma lobbyist partnership, which primes the public to believe that Colorado has a vaccination compliance problem in advance of draconian legislation to mandate vaccine compliance using your child's legal right to access to a free and public education as coercion. In October 2024, the Coloradan published Vaccination Rates at Some Local Schools, Concerned State, County Health Officials. This is a Fort Collins publication in a Democrat stronghold in local government. If you have read my other articles, you already know the Larimer County Commissioners, Board of Health, and state representatives are pharma shills. Nevertheless, these people will sponsor statewide legislation under false pretenses, which will affect your right to exempt your child from one or more vaccines. Now that you know the players, let's discuss the deceitful tactics quoted from this Coloradan article and subsequent articles leading up to the introduction of legislation in the upcoming session. I predict that legislation in 2025 will target charter schools, and I offer advice on how to prepare for this attack on parental rights to exempt from vaccines. The deceitful data spin. 4 in 10 students at one charter school in Windsor, and as many as 1 in 3 of the students at another charter school in Fort Collins, have not received the required vaccinations for their age when they enrolled last fall, according to the CDPHE. This tactic typically alludes to many parents who choose to delay the MMR vaccine in kindergarten to first grade, depending on the age of the child, and these students are still in compliance with CDC recommendations. Students enter kindergarten at age 5, but the CDC recommendation for the second dose of the MMR is age 4 to 6. The issue is one vaccine and a very small cohort of students. The pharma lobbyists who ghostwrite these talking points for media and bill sponsors would like you to think that 4 in 10 students or 1 in 3 students are completely unvaccinated from all vaccines. In reality, 93.7% of pre-K-12 Colorado students have the MMR vaccine. Weaponization of the word outbreak, and that's a huge concern to medical professionals and public health officials who fear a localized outbreak of measles, polio, and hepatitis B, or other highly contagious diseases. The CDC defines an outbreak as an illness, contagious or non-contagious, which affects 7% of the population, which is a threshold which would justify measures to investigate and limit the spread of the virus, bacteria, or toxin. A school with 1,000 students would need 70 students afflicted by an illness to declare a true outbreak. A few cases of measles or pertussis are not an outbreak by definition. Vaccines have varying rates of effectiveness and do not prevent 100% cases of viruses, nor do vaccines eradicate various strains of viruses. In other words, getting vaccinated for one strain of a virus does not protect everyone from every strain of the virus. Nevertheless, one of the tactics to sell vaccines and to sponsor draconian legislation is to refer to a few cases of measles as an outbreak and then blame the unvaccinated, even if the measles cases are in vaccinated students. The false belief in 100% of vaccine efficacy and safety. Every single hospitalization and death, every child that's affected by vaccine-preventable disease is a tragedy because these outbreaks, these diseases, the consequences of these diseases, they're preventable, said Dr. David Higgins, a pediatrician and public health and preventative medicine specialist with Children's Hospital Colorado and UC Health. Public health uses the term vaccine-preventable diseases to sell vaccines and draconian legislation. The intent behind this term is to imply that alleged outbreaks could be 100% eradicated by vaccines, when this is patently false. This term is used to convey that students should not have the right to exempt from vaccines, which are portrayed as 100% effective with zero adverse reactions. In reality, the risk-benefit analysis of every vaccine should include the risk of a temporary, mild illness, not a disease, compared to the risk of an adverse reaction which causes chronic autoimmune disease or disability. Parents can access federal vaccine injury data at OpenVRS. The denial of vaccine failure. Larimer County officials are particularly concerned about a recent uptick in reported cases of pertussis, whooping cough, said Corey Wilford, a spokesperson for the Larimer County Department of Health and Environment. There have been 29 cases reported so far in 2024, including 17 since July, she wrote in a September 25 email to the Coloradoan. Cases have occurred among both unvaccinated and vaccinated individuals. This is an embarrassing statement from Larimer County, as the CDC has reported for many years that immunity to pertussis following Tdap vaccination wanes after a few years. In other words, the vaccine does not protect people from pertussis long-term, and yet Larimer County officials choose to either pretend the pertussis cases are a mystery or the unvaccinated are to blame. Larimer County tacitly admits that the vaccine is ineffective against preventing pertussis infection. Herd immunity threshold redefined by pharma lobbyists. Overall, 92.1% of students in K-12 schools in Colorado were up to date on vaccinations for 2023-24 school year. Public health aims to create a perception of a vaccine exemption crisis, that we are below the pre-pandemic rate at 95% in the 2019-20 school year. Herd immunity was established at 60% of middle-aged populations with naturally acquired immunity to protect the vulnerable in infants and the elderly on the tails of the bell curve. Lobbyists who promote vaccine compliance insist that 95% of people need to be vaccinated to protect the herd. If this were true, true outbreaks would be occurring annually, as most adults have not had boosters for childhood vaccines in decades. Exemption rights were established in 1978 and exist to current date without any outbreaks, per the CDC definition. Pharma ghostwriters will imply that any school with a rate below 95% vaccine compliance in any vaccine is putting the herd at risk. In 2020, pharma-written legislation in a Colorado SB 20-163 mandated for schools to report vaccine rates to a CDPHE public dashboard so that schools falling below 95% compliance criteria could be publicly shamed in media. Then pharma lobbyists could demand more exemptions restricting legislation, which is a long-term strategy playing out now in 2024. Tom Gonzalez, Larimer County's public health director, made a very unscientific statement to the Coloradan, which hints of ethnic and class biases of yesteryear, which openly believed that some groups of people were disease spreaders. When you do have larger groups of unvaccinated folks, their risk for an outbreak is much higher. Gonzalez fails to mention that a population with 60% naturally acquired immunity will protect the herd. Gonzalez should educate the public that an outbreak threshold is 7% of the population, not a few cases of endemic illnesses, which will always occur every year, even with 100% vaccination rate. Instead, Gonzalez blames the unvaccinated for outbreaks, when recent cases have been documented in the vaccinated, unvaccinated, and unknown vaccination status. Gonzalez communicates what others say more bluntly in Colorado politics. Diane Carman wrote in advance of draconian legislation in 2019 in the Colorado Sun, time to kick the deliberately reckless disease vectors out of the herd. Carman's predictions that a few unvaccinated kindergarten children would kill people with a measles outbreak was unhinged, but here we are again in 2024. Homeschools and charter schools. Colorado homeschools have successfully advocated to protect both their exemption rights and the privacy of these decisions over the past 10 years. However, Colorado charter schools appear to me to be in the crosshairs of CDPHE and PharmaShills. The Coloradoan reported that vaccination rates at one charter school are 55.4% to 60.4%. This is an outlier, as vaccination rates at Colorado charter schools range from 77.6% to 84.6%, per official state data. Lobbyists in Colorado have previously reported outlier schools with low rates without explaining the administration lag that has historically accounted for these alleged low rates at outlier schools. In other words, parents have not turned in the vaccine records to the school. To truly know if this school has a low rate of vaccination, the public would need to know what percentage of parents have turned in vaccine records. Should we be surprised that charter schools have slightly lower vaccination rates than traditional public schools? Parents who choose charter schools reject many aspects of public schools, including public health recommendations, or what some people refer to as the nanny state. Charter school parents tend to be very engaged and educated on the health and education of their children. Media would like you to believe these parents are misinformed or uneducated. Meanwhile, their children thrive. Homeschool parents were able to protect their exemption rights with a full-time legislative liaison with PREC and the legal defense of HSLDA. Charter schools should organize now before session for a legislative battle with a Democratic majority and 70 medical association lobbyists. Polis tweets excitement for RFK Jr. as HHS secretary. On November 14, 2024, Governor Polis tweeted out his excitement for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination as HHS secretary under President Trump's second term. "I'm excited by the news that the president-elect will appoint Robert Kennedy Jr. to HHS Gov. He helped us defeat vaccine mandates in Colorado in 2019 and will help make America healthy again by shaking up HHS and FDA. I hope he leans into personal choice on vaccines rather than bans, which I think are terrible, just like mandates. But what I'm most optimistic about is taking on Big Pharma and the corporate ag oligopoly to improve out health. Generally, I like to see this support for RFK Jr. as health gar, which trended on Twitter with 650,000 celebratory tweets and removing toxins from our food, water, and medicine. However, Governor Polis is a hypocrite. He signed SB 2163, which restricted access to vaccine exemptions for students in unprecedented ways and resulted in many families leaving Colorado and public schools. While Polis now claims vaccine mandates are terrible, he mandated the experimental EUA COVID vaccine for healthcare workers, resulting in 5,290 healthcare workers being fired and not given the personal choice that Polis now allegedly supports. An additional unknown number of healthcare workers quit and retired to avoid sanctions under the EUA COVID vaccine mandate under Polis. There is so much I could further expound on Polis's policies differing from his public statements claiming to support freedom, but I will simply conclude that Colorado charter schools cannot trust Polis to protect vaccine exemptions. Parents must organize and prepare to engage with elected state legislators to prevent any bill that restricts vaccine exemptions from reaching Polis's desk. The time to start this engagement is now, before session starts in January.